Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has over 120 podcasts containing information about aviation technologies and pilot experiences for general and business aviation, from home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech. Plain Talk provides information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 2,200 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years experience in the technology, telecommunications, and aviation industries. We're here at Sun and Fun 2024 at the Plain Talk cockpit, and I want to introduce an interesting gentleman who I met last year at AirVenture, Mirko Han. He's the founder of AeroSys Technologies, who has developed and invented this technology called Goose. Welcome to the Plain Talk cockpit, Mirko.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Glad I can be here.
Oh, my pleasure. How are you finding the show so far?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Sunny, Florida, it's just weather. I mean, it doesn't get any better.
It's just sunny and funny. It's just how I like it.
So tell us a little bit about Goose and what it does and how it does it.
So Goose is based on a very, very simple idea that you would have someone in the cockpit to talk to. And for that reason, Goose is a voice assistant, even though having built that system, I really don't like the comparison, but it makes it easier to understand, to think of it like an Alexa for the pilot. Or, yeah, an Alexa for the cockpit that interfaces via speech.
Or for our Apple friend Siri in the cockpit.
Correct. Absolutely, yes.
So you can use voice controls as opposed to on your Android device or Apple device trying to figure out what buttons to push to get to what menu. Airborne, high stress, especially if you're in IFR weather.
Correct.
While trying to fly the airplane and keep everyone safe, this, I guess, would reduce workload?
100% correct. And that is the core idea behind that. So I myself, I don't have a multi-crew rating. So when I go flying, I fly as a single pilot. And as a single pilot, you can just have one center of attention. And if you focus on flying, that is great, but every now and then you have to look down, you have to use your fingers to scroll through the iPad, you have to check the card, or something comes up where your focus is not on flying the aircraft anymore. And that is kind of the problem that I want to solve with Goose, where you can keep your hands on throttle and stick and just ask for the information you want to have.
And that's the typical age-old problem of putting your head down, your eyes off the instruments, and all of a sudden you find the aircraft in a left-hand shallow dive.
Yeah. Luckily, it has never been that bad for me, but yeah.
I guess you're a better pilot than...
I wouldn't dare to say that. I might just got lucky.
How many hours do you have?
I have about 500 hours now.
So wow. Yeah. So you really developed the product with a sense of knowledge of what, as a pilot yourself, of what you need and how you need to interact with the tech in the cockpit while keeping yourself safe.
Yeah, that is very correct. So actually I came up with, back in the days, decade ago now, I studied aerospace engineering, did the pilot's training. When I then wanted to convert my European flight license into an FAA one, I initially got overwhelmed by the American airspace structure, which was just so different to what I have. Or what I was used to flying in Europe. And that was when I started looking into building a system that can just help me with airspaces and that time. And then that kind of evolved towards very, very simple yes and no differentiation and reading through checklists. And here we are now, 6 years, 7 years later, having a digital co-pilot.
Wow, that's like totally amazing. Is there any hardware involved?
Well, yes and no. So, well, yeah, probably from my answer already, you know that this is not a simple question to answer. Initially, Goose was a hardware product. When I first started thinking about it, I always had this idea in mind of having a unit which you can, like, really hardwire or retrofit in a certified aircraft. That, however, being said, was from the perspective I had as an aerospace engineer and not really as the GA pilot. And so I started that with the hardware approach, going through certification, until I realized that the customers we have actually have different needs to what I envisioned.
And certification for those folks, or audience that might be enthusiasts as opposed to pilot operator owners, certification is not for the faint of heart.
I think you're right. And I think the most important thing is, at least from what I have learned from our customers, is that the system is reliable, it's stable, and it just works when you need it to.
You know, from a process perspective, you'd have to get regulatory approval from EASA to facilitate the European community.
Correct.
The FAA for the United States, Transport Canada for the Canadians, and certainly after the Boeing fiasco, and you know, Canada, it's no longer a rubber stamp of, you know, the FAA's process, and arduous, got to have deep pockets, be very patient, lots of time, not for the faint of heart.
No, definitely not. And so I'm glad we shifted towards the mobile approach, where you don't need to put any upfront cost to it. It's an app. It runs on iOS as well as on Android. And you can just run it from the background. You can leave your phone in your pocket, or you have it on your iPad, for example, where you have your EFB on. And you use, I don't know what you're flying with, you use 4Flight in the front, and Goose just runs in the background, and it's just perfect.
And then with Bluetooth connectivity of your headset, you've created the communication path to Goose to facilitate the oral commands.
Correct, exactly. You can hook up Goose with either via Bluetooth. You can even have a wired connection if your headset doesn't support Bluetooth. So, whatever approach works best for your setup, you can just do it. And as long as your phone is able to play music on your headset, then you know you have everything you need to play Goose.
So you're good to go.
Yes, sir.
So how would folks find you on the web?
You can always go to our website at aerosys.io. You can just also go to your app store and type in Goose, your digital co-pilot, or co-pilot Goose, and it should pop up right on the top.
So how did you decide on the name Goose?
Well, initially it was called Icarus, and
that's too hard to spell.
Yes, correct.
I'm a simple guy, and Icarus, and then that's like bad karma, getting a little too close to the sun, and
your wings of
wax.
Yeah.
Melting, and bad karma doesn't... I like Goose better.
Oh, thanks, yeah.
It's so easy to spell, easy to remember.
Absolutely.
I got that visual of Goose in the back seat, keeping me, Maverick, safe from my bad habits of, you know, buzzing the tower at 500 feet.
Absolutely. And so I think really the second where the voice capabilities took over the majority of the feature set of Goose, the name shifted from Icarus at that time to Goose, what it is now, because I believe as a pilot, you just want to have a goose to talk to. And I know a lot of folks are going to say, but yeah, hey, Goose died. Why did you call it Goose? And I just think, if you remember the scene in Top Gun, when Maverick was flying the first time without Goose, and he just got so overwhelmed, then he grabbed the dog tag of Goose, and he just said, Goose, talk to me. And that was the moment when everything from Maverick shifted. And so I believe that it's a great metaphor to have a goose to talk to in the cockpit when you're in distress.
Absolutely. And I was taught during my student pilot work by my instructor, I was taught to talk to myself.
Yeah.
As I run through the checklists. And I think that was their view of during the flight test, the Transport Canada examiner, that he knows what I'm doing rather than trying to second guess, again, by talking to myself. So some really cool tech that you folks are working on. Any cool new projects on the horizon? I promise I won't tell a soul.
well, if you promise, I'm going to tell you, but I have to shoot you afterwards.
And, oh, no.
So it goes for all the listeners. I mean, I'm happy to give you a little sneak peek. We're always looking to make Goose better and to make Goose a more qualified companion. And like a real co-pilot, Goose should gain experience. The AI behind Goose constantly learns. And so we're now rolling out features that make the checklist import easier for you. We're working on interfacing different avionics where you can actually, like, literally control your aircraft with voice. And yeah.
Wow, amazing.
Thanks.
Well, Mirko, thank you so much for being part of the Plane Talk cockpit. Any final thoughts for our audience?
No, not really. I would just leave it with be reasonable and have fun, and be a maverick. Talk to Goose.
Awesome. Thank you again so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast.